If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see. In our 41-verse gospel, John gives us something of the meandering movement of Jesus' ministry. We're used to the formula of a request, a healing, a sending on his, her, their way, depending on the size of the miracle, A to B to C in a direct line order, and on to the next village. The waves, though, don't just move in one direction. They bounce back. They play on each other. They have many, many aftershocks. What a treat, then, to follow it all. Not just our rambling rabbi Jesus, but what was still moving when he himself moves on, all 41 verses of that movement. Amid the back and forth and back again between the man once blind, his neighbors, the Pharisees, his parents, it's that verse I began with, number 25, for those of you counting at home, that rings truest to me. If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see. Excited from his healing, but exasperated by his interrogation, the man, once blind, sees the situation clearly. I don't know of the larger points you're trying to prove. I don't really know who this person was, but I do know I once was blind, and now I see. As my mother liked to tell us growing up, judge it by the fruit. What's being produced? What's real? If he's a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see. This line sets the scene of our gospel, and it also sets me digging into my files. July 25th, 2016, the date of the first pastoral council meeting Father Jim and I held here at St. Rita, with an agenda outside of the pro forma stuff that only had one item on it, the departure of do-it-all parishioner June Ramanita. That was it. Probably many of our parishioners listening in today don't even know who June Ramanita was. Or I should say, is. She certainly is still living in Mandeville today. At the meeting, I did, of course, make a few additional comments, as I tend to do. The minutes record them, announcing a website and a summer letter to be sent to parishioners, a desire for a mission statement, and the plan for the seminarians to attend the 10:30 a.m. Mass on Sundays, the problem of installing a backflow preventer and of preserving our 1952 air handler, a partnership with Holy Name for Religious Ed, and the development of our own RCIA program. Finally, there's this bullet. Quote, Father Peter wants pastoral council to be excited about being at St. Rita. As my grandfather might say, we've come a long way, baby. Oh, still quite not long enough to wave goodbye to our still quite present and currently working this morning 1952 air handler. If he's a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see. Judge it by the fruit. Our pastoral council agenda might add, you are God's excitement. So be excited about St. Rita. This weekend, throughout the Archdiocese, priest transfers are being announced. That this annual exercise is being done amid our current coronavirus restrictions, and thus primarily digitally, is strange, to be sure, But it also can remind us that normal parish life will be returning in the not too distant future to our world, our city, our parish even. With that in mind, and with mixed emotions, I announce that beginning July 1st, Father Patrick Carr will be the pastor of St. Rita Parish. The bitter tasting side of those emotions stems from my love of this parish, of y'all, not just the five of y'all in the church currently, but all y'all, as we say. I haven't been pulling punches or putting on an act. I love this place. Sat in church yesterday, just noting the different ways that we've made contact, that God has made contact with us. There's no parish on God's green earth that I could feel more fitted for. The connection of Girttown to Uptown, a school and a seminary, small faith groups and partners in alms, adoration and neighborhood ministry. St. Rita has it all. And we can even now pay the bills, at least before this week, minimally. So it's not easy for me to choose to give this up. But there's sweetness here too. First, Father Patrick. I spoke to him recently and he said he was so excited to hear of the Archbishop's assignment. He's a really good guy. Sweet too is what's in store next for me. The notice, we'll call it a leave of absence. I'm not exactly sure what this completely, practically will mean, but I do know that I'm not running from anything. There are some initial plans for further studies, but nothing has been finalized just yet. I'm also quite aware that leave of absence has been used in the recent life of the church to cover a variety of scandals. None of those is coming. I'm staying here on my post until the end of June, after all, and in the immediate time, I remain committed to ministering during these uncertain times. I would deeply benefit from your prayers, something I know Father Patrick will enjoy as well. More than anything, though, this provides us with another beautiful opportunity of faith to continue producing the fruit God has tasked us with, to harvest that fruit, to continue being excited about St. Rita, to continue to notice God's touch. One thing I do know is that I was blind, and now I see. God has worked. God is working. God will work. May we continue here and now, there and into the future, to make this prayer our own.